Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all walks of life to help empower you to find happiness from within. I also do spirit-led sermons from my divine, the creator of the universe. And sometimes I release music that I believe will help you if you have depression to find happiness from within, give you some tools, some encouragement, maybe distract you a little bit from your pain in reality and life, right? We're all going through different seasons of struggle. You're either going through a terrible thing, you're about to, or you just survived it, right? So this show, the intention of this show is to bring you more tools to equip you with the knowledge and power of how to bring more joy into your life. I was just reviewing a previous episode that I just aired to make sure that everything's accurate, truthful, and nobody's hacking into my stuff trying to change my wording around. Leaders need to do that because there are so many people that can personify, hack in remotely to your technologies. You need to review, inspect what you expect every episode. If you don't have a team, like I don't have a team right now, it's just team of one, I have to review my own. If you have the luxury, the budget to have team members, have people review it before it gets aired, and maybe check and review things on a monthly or annual basis as well. Because I actually saw a Joel Osteen episode. I listened to it. I had just spoken a story from his sermon, and then I saw a week or two later a sermon where they had changed the story, the narrative around. They can hack into your video. There are technologies, there are apps available. You can pay a monthly fee. All you gotta do is type it in and change the words, and it will change the shape of your mouth in a video to make it look like you said something that you didn't. It's creepy. It's real creepy. So you need to have accountability partners on your staff, especially if you have a ministry in alignment with us. I look out for my people. So I was reviewing an episode and the Holy Spirit said, pause it. I need you to get your phone out right now. I need you to get your phone out. Father, what is the topic? Yes, Father. Creating joy takes courage. That's the title. Creating joy takes courage. So the first thing that came to mind is being courageous, telling the truth. Telling the truth no matter what, even if it means that you might be killed for it. Do you have that courage within you? I know I do. When I was in safe housing in my third address, while I was off grid, the third address I moved in 2 months. I had to move 3 times in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of 2020, because there was a hit put on my life from the Illuminati group that had conned their way onto my team by lying to me and pretending to be a part of my faith system. They had a PhD in ministry, and it was a bunch of them intentionally trying to dupe a child of the Most High King. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I live in the United States of America, and our military are the best in the world. I just happen to have the president of a defunded organization, the alumni group. I didn't really know what that group was because he didn't talk a lot about that when I interviewed him on my podcast. He talked about his nonprofit for canine dogs, and I liked it. I liked what he was doing, helping dogs to transition and providing them financial resources for those that wanted to adopt them after their service to the military or first responders. I loved that. So I invited him to be a part of a therapy that I had created out of nothing in the middle of the pandemic when all of my financial resources had been stripped from me illegally during the pandemic, when a rich family decided to cut my job because they refused to get COVID tested. So he was a part of that therapy, and he got to meet the woman that had conned her way onto my team over the course of a year, and she, in a private conversation with me and her husband, said that he could be easily manipulated, and she couldn't wait to have a conversation with him. Evil. Pure evil. However, he was more knowledgeable than I was about evil people, because I grew up and I love people, and I taught in the schools, and I worked with kids, and I have done nothing but good, positive things in the world to bring more love and to help people with depression. That is my mission. My mission is not to learn about people trying to put a hit on me, but I have learned because I had to learn to keep my life. And if you want to choose joy, you have to be courageous in the fact that someone might try to steal it from you. They might try to even steal your life when you stand up for people that are vulnerable populations. If you have a diagnosis of depression, you are protected under the American Disabilities Act. Any job that you apply for, it is required that they ask you what your gender preference is. You don't have to respond to it, but they have to legally ask you, if you live in the United States of America, what your gender is, what your veteran status is, and if you have a disability. And they list all those disabilities, and one of those listed is depression. And guess what? I have that. So these people have been stealing. Tried to bring fear into me for 3 years. This October will be 3 years, and that contract will be up. I am so grateful he said yes to joining my therapy. He got to meet her. She paid him over 800 acres. 6 months after, he connected me to the best protection in the world, my veteran hero of 2020, who became my husband last year. 6 months after he came to my house, he was bought out. She didn't like that the contract she thought she was signing to have me killed, that he didn't follow through, because I started sharing about how there was heroes in America that protected me. I didn't know what was going on. So he was like, oh, trying to cover it up, because he accepted payment from her. So she was like, no. You need to ruin her reputation. You bring her to the big city and you get her to do something sexually inappropriate in public. You will do this. I imagine that's how she spoke to him, because she got very aggressive with me on the phone. Very aggressive. And probably has multiple diagnoses. Probably. I'm not surprised if she does. And I represent people that choose to be kind, regardless of their diagnoses. Yep. I don't represent evil people that have power and money and access to trying to kill people. Nope. I can't be around you if you are choosing to sin, because I am in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. If you are desiring to walk away from that lifestyle, I can help you with that, if my deity assigns that to me. Choosing joy means that you got to have courage. Means that you might have to tell the truth. There might be webs of confusion, lies told about you, fake diagnoses thrown into your medical record, all kinds of things in order to remove you from a position of power. That is the attempt. I found out from this wolf in sheep's clothing, the woman that paid to have me killed, Lori Ann Sayer. He just gave me permission to say her name aloud. This woman is a very evil person. And he already told me that she will be killed publicly. That is not a threat from me. That is from the Lord above. She is extremely well connected in the music industry. She told me she sold her first song to Aerosmith at 7 years old in her faith system, in her private church group. That's what she used for her language. She wasn't allowed to take credit for her music. And by 2020, she had been fed up with the fact that she could have had residual money for all the songs that she sold, because that's how the music industry works. A lot of people threaten smaller musicians, smaller level musicians, to give up their music rights, to just sell it and say that they wrote it. It's pretty standard protocol. It's not how I operate. It's not how I do business. She was tired of it. She told me she was in the house, the same house as Whitney Houston when she died, and they all had to pretend like they didn't know that she died and smile for the cameras. She told me, Aaron, you don't want to be famous. Famous people do bad things. She knew she was doing bad things, and she did it anyway. She is an evil person. And I don't know when, and I don't know where or how. It's none of my concern. I'm not involved with her death. She made her own decision. The Lord above decides who lives and who dies and how many days we have on this earth. I am assigned to protect people, to educate and empower people with depression. There are over 280 million people in the world, and I am your global ambassador. No one will kill me without the creator of the universe's permission. And there are top-level veteran security protectors. We have the best veterans on both political parties. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how many fights you guys try to present in the public eye. Both political parties protected me. Both of you did, because you knew that I was an asset. A $200 billion with a B dollar entity medical group wanted to do business with me. And I reached out to you for help. So you did. You showed up to my house. In the first level from Team Biden, he had just got sworn in to his position. Brand new, maybe 40, 41, I don't know how old he is. He's got a baby face. He was shaking. He was shaking when he hugged me. He was so nervous to be around me. I intimidated him, I imagine, because I've been able to do a lot of things without a lot of money. Yeah, because I'm resourceful, and I have favor from above. I'm extremely driven. No one will stop me from this mission. It's not my mission. It's the Lord's mission. And he was very excited to share his dreams and aspirations and goals with me, and I shared with him how I desired to get a PhD, because he was talking about finally starting his PhD program. And I said, I applied about 10 years ago, but I was denied. He said, where did you apply to? And I said, the top three schools that I could afford to. I said, I lack of money. I couldn't afford it. I said, I applied when I was working in a research position at the Joint Base Lewis-McChord. I was paid through the most lucrative financial research-based program for the most sensitive populations in the world for mental health concerns, veterans, active duty, retired veterans, and their spouses. I couldn't give them more research. The feedback was that I needed more research experience. They were lying. They were lying. They didn't have enough spaces because there probably was too many rich people that cheated and got their kids into colleges. Yeah, we knew about that a long time ago. A lot of people went to prison for that. And that's okay. I believe, and I told him this, I said, I believe they're going to give me an honorary PhD, like just like Oprah Winfrey has gotten, Pastor Joel Osteen has gotten. I don't have to go to school. I've been continuing to study about my mission assignment, my population. You ask me anything about people with depression, and I probably know the answer right away without looking it up. Not because I'm braggadocious and because I'm all that, because I have studied it and the Lord told me my assignment. He allows me to learn things quickly, effortlessly, when it is supposed to be for me, just like for you, however you are designed. You get to choose joy, and that means you got to be courageous, that people might try to discredit you. They might try to use your own diagnosis against you to make everybody think you're crazy. That's what happened to me. They started because he had loose lips and told me too much information and didn't tell me not to tell anybody. I started telling people, hey, I had security detail protection, came to my house, all these people. I'm laughing now at it because I can't believe how many people. I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, the Lord loves me. He didn't send me just some security guy. No, he sent me the best. He sent me the top guy that protects protects our president. That's what he told me when he came to my house, and I believe him. I believe him because there's been so many people that have erased my email communications, erased records of me working at places. they tried to keep it from me. They tried to keep it from me because it does put me in danger. Let's be real. Because if anybody could get access to getting connected to a president of the United States of America, they will pay any amount of money to try and take over our nation. And they will kill you. And that part is true. That part is serious. However, there's still a very cool factor in the fact that he came to my house. I was like, wow, I had no idea who was reading my content. Oh, you get to choose joy every day. I've just been living life. I've just been working, hustling, been intentional, been extremely intentional about this mission that was assigned to me in 2018. And 18 months later, I found out These people stole my idea. It's okay, because they were helping people with depression. They profited off my idea, in fact, and they reached out to me for my network, and I gave them some people in my network to help them, because we all were shut down in the pandemic in 2020, and they did this online event, and now they do it annually for people with depression all over the world, and they charge a ticketed price. Deepak Chopra was a part of it in the beginning. I don't know if he still is. And Arianna Huffington, the Kennedy Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, like 65 other organizations. And they reached out to me because they knew that I was organizing this thing, because I met them and I shook hands with them at their Planet Fitness gym that they had just opened up right before I moved across the country. It was their 65th gym that they had opened up. Yeah. And instead of helping me, they just kept taking from me, because I never asked them for help. So I'm learning to raise my standards. I'm learning to stop giving things away for free. And this last year, my emails were locked up for my businesses over the last about 9 months since September or October. They just started opening up, but I missed an opportunity to work with them. They decided to reach out and invite me to share my network with them, and I would get 40% commissions of anyone that signed up for the ticket, because I sent a text message to the man that I shook hands with, Mr. Victor Brick. I sent him a text and I said, the woman I had connected you to is the woman that put the hit on my life. I strongly suggest that you disassociate with her completely. And he did. And he probably said, oh crap, we effed up real bad, because they probably profited and made a lot of money with this lady. So there's a lot of cleanup that's going to happen, but that's okay. I believe their intentions are good, and I believe everything can be turned around for the better. So come October, anybody that's stolen from me, anybody that tried to kill me, is going to apologize, and they're going to pay us back, my husband and I back, 10 times what's been stolen from us. You got to be courageous. If you're going to choose joy, you got to be courageous, because people from every angle, even people in your own faith system, even and probably especially people in your own family, They're going to have these feelings, these emotions of jealousy, especially if you are younger than them in the family line. Siblings, there's always sibling rivalry, always. That is natural. I experienced it from my own brother, my favorite brother, my middle brother. When right before I got stuck in another state, I was sharing too much good news with him, and he was hurting. He was in the process of a divorce, and he was hurting, and he wasn't getting the mental health services that he needed to get, that he signed up for, and then he canceled. He wanted me to be his therapist. Nope, that's not how it works. You don't go to your family for your therapy. You go to someone that's neutral, that can help you process it if you need therapy. Or you go on a walk, or you go work out with friends and create music, or you sign up for a jiu-jitsu, or you build a masterpiece art thing like Jim Carrey does, right? You find something that works for you, and you keep on trying different things if you're still hurting. You don't make decisions to harm other people when you're hurting. Otherwise, it bites you in the ass. I'm trying my best not to curse on the show, because the Lord did convict me, but spelling it out is not the same. I don't know. He might convict me to just remove it altogether. I'm working on it. We are all work in progresses. No one is perfect. And I love, and I will always love my family. I love my friends. But there are a lot of people that have been bought out in the last 3 years that I never thought would betray me. But my husband told me, Aaron, everybody's got a price. And if what you're saying is true, that a $200 billion entity wanted to pay you for your network, you're going to have to be on guard the rest of your life. You just keep staying plugged in. Don't try to rush anything. Allow things to happen. If it's supposed to happen, it will. If it's the Creator's desire, it'll be effortless, smooth, and you won't have to struggle. People will step up to help you. They will want to help you, not for money. They will desire to help you because they believe in what you're doing. And it's true. Last year, he and I were forced to separate, and it's hard for me to talk about. So I'm going to try and talk about the good parts, the choosing joy part. The Lord assigned me to release last year my 14th alternative therapy, the real entertainment therapy experience. We're shortening it in the future to just entertainment therapy, but for now, that was what we called it. R-E-T-E for short. And my second successfully executed one, I had to move twice in a very short time period, maybe a few weeks. I had to move twice because the home I was in, I believe these Illuminati people hacked into my phone, reached out to the owner of the establishment because she is a military officer, psychologist, active duty, or at least she was at that time. She was friends with my coworker at the United States Post Office, and they probably gave her a lot of money to sell her house to try and distract me from my purpose. So I had to move, and I was going to move with my roommates, but they last minute decided, because my male roommate had bad credit, that it would be easier for them to get a two-bedroom than to pay for a lot of application fees for all three of us. So I had to last minute find my own housing. I was going to be homeless with a brand new job I just started in HVAC sales. And I was dating someone because I thought that my husband had left me and forced me to move out and told me that he wanted a divorce and told me that I would be killed if I stayed with him. So I was trying to move on in life and keep on being joyful. So I was dating someone, and this person decided to help me. Even though he didn't want to, he helped me, and I lived in one of his bedrooms, and I paid him rent for a couple of months. And I had two vehicles in his parking lot, and I prayed that the authorities in the apartment complex wouldn't figure it out. And luckily they didn't, because I had my work vehicle for this HVAC sales company that's backed by a $500 billion financial group, Brookstone. And I was sexually harassed in that job three times. The first time was my first week. The regional sales manager in the rental car because our flight got canceled. I've had to deal with a lot of men disrespecting me. And I ignored it because I've had to ignore it from all kinds of people, including the president of this defunded group that came to my house and forced me to suck his penis. Yeah. After the police department in my local area erased the phone call. Unacceptable. Forgivable, but unacceptable. I reluctantly reported the sexual harassment after the third person when I found out from a black male coworker that used to be a female, had a sex change. They told me, because they didn't tell anybody at work that they had a sex change, because that was none of their business. They told me that they were on purpose cutting my pay. On purpose. Because I was a woman. They were treating me differently. He said, Aaron, they don't treat the guys the same way as you. They stay to the end of the appointment with you. They left right away. Didn't support you. And I told him in the vehicle that it wasn't okay what he did. And he called. As soon as you called him and said, I needed you to be there and help me, he laughed at you on the phone. And then he called your supervisor and told him on purpose that you weren't going to make it. And to make sure that it was miserable for you. Yeah, I had to deal with a lot of a-holes. And I gave them 14 hours of my life. Every single day, Monday through Friday. And Mondays were my overtime day. I worked 19-hour days. I only had a couple of hours to orchestrate the second real entertainment therapy experience. And I had three contacts. My three had over a list of 225,000 people that they could have invited. And they either chose to not invite to my free event for veterans and first responders, or they were on purpose blocked by the political party in power. But that didn't stop me from continuing to execute it. During the day of the event, I had to pray into my devices because every single app wasn't working. They tried their best to block a child of the Most High King, but I prayed into the devices, letting them know that if they on purpose were trying to distract me, block me, that their children would receive diseases. Yeah, I had to get real dirty and nasty because these people have been so evil towards me for no reason. I've done nothing but be kind, loving, and help empower people to find happiness from within, but they see me as a threat because they have someone in mind that they would like to be the global mental health ambassador. I imagine that if she hasn't divorced her husband yet, they will probably have her husband disappeared because he has been abusing her for over a decade. And she tried to get me to be her grant writer on her team. Without any prior background, she was ready to hire me and super eager. And I didn't understand why. And then I found out one of her board members was physically attracted to me and was trying to groom me within the DMs of LinkedIn. I've had to deal with so many sick men. I'm so grateful that my husband loved me, protected me, and even though we were forced to separate, he never disrespected me. He's always done things for my benefit to protect me because that was his assignment when he first met me in 2020. Yeah, that's right. He was assigned to protect me in 2020 from the top security detail person of our nation, from this defunded group that's not really defunded. There are so many lies that our government tries to tell you. But I'm telling you the truth, and I will always speak the truth from my knowledge base, from my perspective, in order to help empower you to find happiness from within. You might be dealing with people that lie about you, discredit you. You got to choose joy, regardless. You got to be courageous and speak the truth. So as I speak the truth, that puts me at risk. I recognize. And that puts anyone in my associations at risk. But we have the best security in our nation. Even if the political leaders can't figure out how to get along, I know the people that came, the man that came to my house, I know he would never try to harm me because he was trained by my husband and he is afraid of my husband. And he knows how powerful my husband is and how many connections my husband is because he trained him not to tell everybody your business. You don't have a loose lip because anybody could lose their loyalty to you in a moment. So he's going to set up that meeting in October. He is intentionally going to set that meeting up to bring unity back to our nation. And anyone that tries to block that meeting will be annihilated. So if you reach out to me, don't waste my time and energy. Because if you are seen as a threat, if you are seen by the people that protect my technologies that are all over the world, if you reach out to me on accident thinking that you could get something for free from me and waste my time and energy, they might think that you are blocking me from October's meeting and they might try to disappear you. I'm not joking around. These people don't play games. When I speak something, it comes into existence if the Lord desires it to be so, because I have the same power of His Son, Jesus Christ, flowing through my veins, as do you. If you choose to repent of your ways, confess that you're a sinner, and ask Him into your heart, and then live a life according to the promise that you just made out loud, I encourage you to get down on your knees today. If you don't know the Father, you could know Him easily. Repeat after me. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Choosing Joy and Being Courageous. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you. I'm going to pray for you first and then I'll ask you to repeat. Father, I thank you and I praise you for giving me the wisdom to speak the truth, for allowing me to release this truth that has been built up within me, these pains that these people have caused on purpose to try and create fear in your child. Fear is not of you. Fear separates us from you. So, Father, thank you for giving me the courage to speak the truth on this episode of the Move Happy Movement podcast. I ask that anyone that is listening to this episode, whatever day they come to hear it, Father, that they would come to know you, that they would come to know how loved they are from you, and no matter what mistakes they have made in their past, they could come back to you in any moment, and you will welcome them home, Father. Thank you. All right, please repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I am a sinner, but I know that you wash away all my sins. Please come into my heart. Teach me how to lead a better life, to love more people, Don't ever leave my side. In your name, I pray. Amen. If you just repeated that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a Bible-based church in your local area. And if you live in a country right now where you're not allowed to reach out to people, and you have to be careful, like in China and other countries, you're not allowed to have our faith system. They will kill you publicly. Yeah. And no trying to hide that. If you're a leader that loves people in China, yeah, my friends are missionaries and they already went over there and experienced it themselves. So this is nothing but the truth. So you're going to start unblocking my podcasts moving forward today. Yeah, everybody's going to hear this truth. Because the Father that I serve is more powerful than any government leader. And everybody in every nation will learn about his love. I encourage you to write down this date. If you don't have a Bible, you can get a free Bible from any church. And you also, if you have a smart device while the internet is working, you can access the Bible through any, you know, internet search. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of old school. I like physical paper Bibles. I like to scroll through and underline, highlight. I've had a Bible for a long time. I've had different versions at different years in my life. If you're a young person listening, you might want to get a Bible that's more geared towards children or teenagers. They have Bibles that'll help you understand it a little bit better in your language. I read from the NIV, but I also read from other translations as well, because I find that sometimes when I read a verse in a different translation, it helps me to understand it even deeper. So there isn't really a wrong translation out there, although at my undergrad they said that the annotated blah, 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 blah one that has the Apocrypha was the official approved one. It has canons from the Catholic faith included in it. Whatever works for you. I believe the Creator can use all things, all faith systems, and bring us back to Him. So I encourage you to write the date down that you made this commitment. Get plugged in with people that are in alignment with it, that can keep you accountable. And if you're married and they have a different faith system than you, encourage them. Let them know what you just committed to. And maybe you can bring them to convert with you. And then you can start praying for one another, supporting one another. It can improve your relationship, your children, your workplace. If there's more love in the world where we're all actively being kind and generous and not judging, having self-control, there's going to be a lot less violence. Thank you, guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.